Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. Maybe you remember back from your school days that your science teacher, somebody at school, maybe told you that your body was made up mostly of water. Turns out they're wrong, at least in 2025. And this is my own theory. Just remember that I'm not a scientist by any stretch of the imagination, but I've got some fascinating information. It's beginning to look like our bodies are made mostly of plastic with the microplastics. I don't have proof of that, but I think I can physically feel it. Actual scientists would agree. Maybe not that we're made up more of plastics than water, but yes, in fact, we are consuming so much plastic in our food that it is showing up inside our bodies. Now, before we panic, I thought it'd be more fun to play a little game than panic. Which foods, what would you say, food-wise, contains the most microplastics? Here are a few options. Salt, tea, or fresh fruit. Salt. That is not at all what I was thinking, but it's salt. Ocean-harvested sea salt is loaded with plastic particles because the oceans are full of microplastics and they get absorbed into the salt that we eat. Isn't that a comforting thought? And then tea, which I happen to love, and sometimes I drink tea because I'm told not to drink too much coffee, but the nylon tea bags, not so good. So they're releasing like billions of plastic particles into our lovely cup of tea. So we can make some switches, do the loose leaf tea, Himalayan rock salt is supposed to be better than ground salt, foods that aren't processed, obviously. And it's hard to live that way. It really is because our options are limited. And so it makes me all the more grateful for those new refreshed bodies that we'll get when we're in heaven.